I think AIR is frantically trying to corner the market for itself in terms of the what they call fibre broadband, but it's basically what they're rolling out is fibre to the cabinet. It isn't actually fibre to the home, and there is limitations on that as, in terms of future proofing for broadband development. But more worrying, what this does is actually impacts on the national broadband plan being tendered by the government at the moment, and potentially could scupper it.
And how so?
Well, under EU procurement rules, the state cannot invest in an area where the private sector is already providing services. Aircom had given no indication that they were actually going to provide a service in these rural areas prior to the government advertising the national broadband plan. So it basically throws into question all the calculations that have been done on that.
So do you think then really what we could see is what you would perhaps argue is a substandard service for most, in that it's not fibre to the home, could end up blocking the provision of the government service to the wider community?
I think so. I think that's what could happen. And there's a very real risk of that, Greg. And even the best case scenario could mean that it'll delay the rollout of the national plan, because the tenders will be have to be revisited in light of what AIR's announcements have been over the last couple of days. And I think this is really shows what the failure of the so-called market and the failure of the private sector to actually provide what should be public services. And because if what we see now is AIR trying to corner the market and trying to scupper the programme. And they say they're doing it to benefit customers, but I think they're actually doing it to benefit themselves.